Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
The Holy Gospel according to St. John, chapter 15.
Glory to you, O Lord. When the Advocate comes, whom I will send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth who comes from the Father, he will testify on my behalf. You also are to testify, because you have been with me from the beginning. I did not say these things to you from the beginning because I was with you, but now I am going to him who sent me. Yet none of you asks me, where are you going? But because I have said these things to you, sorrow has filled your hearts. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the Advocate will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you. And when he comes, he will prove the world wrong about sin and righteousness and judgment. About sin, because they do not believe in me. About righteousness, because I am going to the Father and you will see me no longer. About judgment, because the ruler of this world has been condemned. I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. When the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all the truth. For he will not speak on his own, but he will speak whatever he hears, and he will declare to you the things that are to come. He will glorify me, because he will take what is mine and declare it to you. All that the Father has is mine. For this reason I said that he will take what is mine and declare it to you. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. You may be seated.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Let us pray. Holy God, the wrong way. We need to learn something new. And so we ask you, God, to teach us a better way. Amen. Ezekiel had a vision of a valley full of dry bones. They were the house of Israel. They are the chosen people. However, their religion, ethnicity, and nation did not save them. This applies to all religions, ethnicities, and nations. The Bible teaches us, for example, that even we who are American, Christian, or whatever flesh, none of that saves us either. We are a valley of dry bones. Ezekiel's words are written for us. We are the house of Israel. All around us, we see people crushed by the weight of despair and desperation. We need to learn a new way of doing things. What did Ezekiel do to make the dry bones in the valley come back to life? He taught them a new way. He taught them that the only thing that matters is faith. Faith is an action. Faith is good work. Faith is non-violence. There is exactly one and only way to get a valley of dry bones to put on flesh, rise up, and live again. And do you know what it is? The Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit teaches us through the Word of God to do hard work. It is to hear and obey the Word of God and the law of God. Only by living righteous and good lives will we be lifted up and restored to life. The Word of God teaches us to make peace and not war. Ezekiel told the people plainly to stand upright, like a tree planted by the water, and to live righteously. That is what is required to live. That is eternal life. When we do the right thing, we live forever. Our good deeds can never be killed. God will teach us a better way. Today is Pentecost. Luke writes in the book of Acts that God teaches a better way. On this day, almost 2,000 years ago, it was 50 days after the resurrection, something miraculous happened. The Holy Spirit fell on people, and they began to speak in other languages and to be able to understand other languages. Wouldn't that be nice? I'm still trying to learn English. Where's the miracle of Pentecost today? Are we able to speak and understand other languages? The point of Pentecost isn't the speed at which we learn another language. The point is that unexpected people began to teach. The so-called experts were learning from the rank and file. That was the miracle. Recognizing that each and every person has something to say, something to preach and teach, and that you hear it right now. God speaks through each and every one of us. God will teach us a better way. Today on New Members Sunday, we are expecting to learn something from you, our new members, and you will learn something from us, and we will be one. Today's bittersweet also because today we acknowledge that Jesus left us. He tells us in John, "Nevertheless, I tell you the truth, it's to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the Holy Spirit will not come to you. But if I go, I will send the Holy Spirit to you." We've been taught the wrong way. We've been taught that Jesus will take care of all of our problems. But that's not the Bible. The Bible says that Jesus will leave us, go to heaven, and send the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is our helper. But the point is that we have to do the work. We have to take responsibility. That is what Jesus has been preparing us for all along. Jesus said that the Holy Spirit will prove the world wrong about sin. The world thinks that sin is being the wrong religion, or being the wrong flesh, or being in the wrong nation. The Holy Spirit will prove all that wrong. Those things don't save us. Anyone can be saved when we follow God's law. He taught that the most challenging things in our life are not the result of our sin, but the glory of God. Everything happens for a reason. In other words, we who believe in Jesus believe in the forgiveness of sins for all people. One side of the coin is the forgiveness of sins. The other side of the coin is obeying the law and being righteous. We don't believe in the forgiveness of sins so we don't have to follow the law, just the opposite. We believe that because our sins are forgiven, we can follow the law. They're two sides of the same coin of faith. Jesus says, "Because I'm going to the Father, you will see me no longer." The world thinks that those who have a good, easy, comfortable life are righteous. The world condemned Jesus and crucified him. This was an attempt to imply that he was a sinner, but no, he resurrected. His goodness and righteousness lives forever, bright, shining as the sun. He was going to the Father. We may not see him like he once was here. Jesus said about judgment that the ruler of this world has been condemned. The ruler of this world has been condemned, the evil one. He does nothing but evil. While it may appear that he has power, he doesn't. It's only temporary. God's power, invisible and gentle and loving, will last forever. God will teach us a new way. Jesus said, I still have many things to say to you, but you can't hear them now. When the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all the truth. He will speak not on his own, but will speak whatever he hears. He will declare to you the things that are to come. The Spirit will glorify me because he will take what is mine and declare it to you. All that the Father has is mine. For this reason, I said that he will take what is mine and declare it to you. God is going to teach us something new. Psalm 104 says, O Lord, how manifold are your works. In wisdom you have made them all. The earth is full of your creatures. Each and every creature of the earth will teach us a better way and a new way. God's wisdom is built into the vast and beautiful creation. O Lord, how manifold are your works. Amen. Please stand as you're able, and we sing our hymn of the day.